Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Meredith Peterson, the Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Peterson.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Last fall, the National Pork Board and the National Pork Producers Council conducted an online survey of pork producers and other swine sector stakeholders to gather information to be used to develop a national swine health strategy. First of all, what prompted the decision to create a national swine health strategy, and what is such a strategy expected to accomplish?
Yeah, so the National Swine Health Strategy is really the result of a couple of parallel initiatives that kind of merged at the same time. So in March of 2025, we received an advisement at Pork Industry Forum to create a producer-led National Swine Health Strategy. At the same time, National Pork Board, our board of directors, created a new strategic plan for the Pork Board as an organization. One of the pillars of that strategic plan is focused on improving the lives of our pigs and our people. And then third, there's been a lot of work and focus on a set of industry-wide African swine fever priorities over the last several years. And a lot of good progress has been made. And it was time to review those and build on and potentially expand on that work in the swine health space. So kind of all of those things culminated last spring in 2025, and really set the precedent for creating a producer-led set of goals and priorities that the whole industry can rally behind. And the question of what is it expected to accomplish, I think a key kind of takeaway for me is having a North Star when it comes to working together to solve some of the biggest challenges that we have in swine health in the U.S. and make a measurable difference on the health of the U.S. swine herd.
Who else is involved in the creation of the National Swine Health Strategy and how?
Yeah, so obviously not everything can be accomplished through one organization, and that's really important. There's a lot of players when it comes to swine health. From the producer standpoint, there's the National Pork Board, the National Pork Producers Council, and the state pork associations, and all of them will play key roles in this effort. Really at the heart of it, this is a producer-led initiative, and then there's opportunity for each organization and group working in the swine health space to, if they choose to, align their work with the priorities and the goals of the producers.
Where does the process stand at this point?
So we really to kind of reflect on where we've been. We critically important to this effort were the two words producer led. And so the entire kind of background work leading up to this point has been intentional to have that producer input from the very beginning. So we collected a robust set of insights from producers. We shared those insights to an advisory group of producer leaders who set the path for us in the term of two goal in the form of two goals and five priorities. Since then, those goals and priorities have been reviewed and approved by our board of directors. And now we're working on fleshing out the tactical work to help us achieve those goals and kind of work to address some of the challenges that we heard through our survey. And so at this point, we are working to assemble an advisory committee of producers to help direct this this effort in the key next steps to ensure that it continues to be producer-led. I think the kind of current starting point for each priority is a little bit different, depending on what that priority specifically is. But really at an exciting time in the industry where producers are saying, here are the things we want to rally behind. And now we as staff are able to help facilitate that work in the form of research and education.
What is your role with the National Pork Board?
Yeah, so my specific role, I'm a director of swine health. So I'm One of several veterinarians on our team who are helping facilitate this work from the pork board side of things, are the space that we really help facilitate or spearhead is in the form of research and education. And so we see a lot of opportunity as it relates to the National Swine Health Strategy to help fill some of the information gaps that we have through research, and then really importantly, make sure that that information is brought to producers via education so they can make informed decisions of how to respond to disease on their farms. And so we have the opportunity to speak with producers from all across the country and help bring them together towards some common goals. And it's really an exciting time to be on the swine health team at the National Pork Board.
What is or what will be the National Swine Health Strategy?
In the simplest terms, the National Swine Health Strategy is a set of goals and priorities related to swine health that were created by producers. These are goals and priorities that the entire industry can work towards together. As I mentioned, it's not just a pork board effort, but there's opportunity for anyone who works in the pork industry to help support these goals and priorities. And specifically, the two goals the five priorities related with the National Swine Health Strategy are one, keep out foreign and emerging diseases. That's a goal, and it has two priorities. One is preparedness and prevention of FADs, and the second is continued monitoring for and preparing a response for emerging diseases. The second goal is related to reducing the losses or impact of domestic diseases, and the specific priorities to work towards under that goal are some long-term priorities of PED and PRRS elimination, as well as more generally just reducing the spread of disease from site to site in the US. So as you can recognize, there's some really lofty goals there, but at the end of the day, if we don't set our goalpost, we won't make the decisions as an industry or work together as an industry to get to that place at some point.
Why is a national swine health strategy needed?
Think it's really important for national producer organizations specifically to focus in on the top challenges that producers are facing. And so there are so many different kind of rabbit holes, so to speak, that could be chased when it comes to swine health, depending on the season or the individual producer. But at the end of the day, this is a strategy that really helps address the top challenges that we heard from producers. And that's important because it's a producer-led effort. We want this to be impactful, and the priorities and goals really, really do meet the challenge of the top challenges that we heard through our data collection. And so I think that's a really exciting and also a big task ahead of us. But I think what I've seen, I've been encouraged by the level of producer engagement and excitement around this initiative. And I think it'll be important from our perspective that we have a focus on a few big challenges to work towards rather than a more scattered approach that could happen without a strategy.
What are the anticipated benefits of having a national swine health strategy? Who benefits and how?
At the end of the day, we intend this work to benefit pigs and producers. And so I think there's many, many positive outcomes that could come from this work. But our goal is to improve the lives of our pigs and our people. And so it's our board and our the producers that we serve have identified swine health as a key priority. And so this effort is really focused on, let's reduce the impact of our endemic diseases. And also make sure we are protecting our industry by keeping foreign and emerging disease out. And so I think at the end of the end of the day, who benefits most from that is it's the pigs themselves, and then the producers whose livelihood depends on those pigs, and have the opportunity to really kind of benefit in the way of taking care of healthy pigs is much more fun than taking care of health challenged pigs.
What are you most excited about as this strategy takes shape?
I think there's a lot of things to be excited about as this takes shape. Probably the key thing for me is the level of producer engagement and leadership in this effort. This is really a new way for us to look at swine health. Not necessarily new challenges that we're facing, but a new approach to have some coordinated focus on specific high consequence challenge in the space of swine health. And at the end of the day, I'm excited to continue to amplify producer voices and hopefully provide information to those producers to allow them to drive this in a way that makes meaningful change for the industry.
How can anyone interested get more information?
I would recommend folks go to porkcheckoff.org/strategy, and that will take them to a web page on the Pork Checkoff website specific to the National Swine Health Strategy, where they can read more about the goals, the priorities, and the work to come.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think what's most important to take away, big picture, as we think about the National Swine Health Strategy, is at the end of the day, it's a set of goals and priorities related to swine health and created by producers that the whole industry can work towards together. This is kind of a North Star, so to speak, for us to, as a U.S. pork industry, to work together towards some common goals. And I'm excited to see where we can take this with the energy and leadership of producers from all over the country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Meredith Peterson, the Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.